This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Five suspected pipe bombs found over the weekend in Boulder County have been deemed non-functional. Deputies say a caller reported a suspicious case filled with the devices near Ponderosa Way on Saturday morning. The Boulder County Regional Bomb Squad moved the items to a secure area where investigators determined they did not contain any explosive material. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office is still working on the case with help from the FBI to learn where they came from. Colorado should get used to the idea of large AI data centers. That's according to a retired four-star general during a recent panel discussion in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce says the reason is the state's Space Force bases.
The amount of satellite data coursing through Colorado's three Space Force bases is already gargantuan. Retired Vice Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General John Hyten, says AI tools will increasingly be needed to parse all that information. So Hyten says the military needs to build data centers on Buckley in Aurora, Peterson and Schriever in Colorado Springs.
We're going to because we have to in order to do the mission.
His statement comes amidst public backlash over data centers in Colorado due to how much water and electricity they use, among other factors. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Water officials are sounding the alarm. At a meeting yesterday, leaders described the state as facing severe drought and already vanishing snowpack. Snow Survey Supervisor Brian DeMoncos says that 2026 has been an exceptionally bad year for snowpack.
There's a few sites with some snow up high. And at the locations where snowpack winds up retaining for wind redistribution reasons or whatnot, most of the snowpack across the state is gone.
Leaders agree that water conservation will be critical in the months ahead. This is CPR News and KRCC.